Scientists working in Australia say they have found fossils of what could be an animal that lived more than 1.2 billion years ago. That would make it twice as old as the most ancient known animal on Earth. The claim is published in Science magazine. If it holds up, scientists could be forced to rewrite the history of animal evolution. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
A few years ago, Australian scientists scrambling along an ancient rock formation came across thread-like ridges in the rock that looked like they were the fossilized burrows of ancient animals. They took the chunks of rock back to their lab to figure out how old they were, and they realized they had a problem, a big problem.
And the problem with these fossils was that they had recently dated the rocks and they found that they were much older than they should be to contain animal fossils.
Stefan Bengtsson is a top fossil sleuth at the Swedish Museum of Natural History. Last year, he got a call from the scientists in Australia asking him to come to Perth to have a look at what they'd found. Bengtsson studied the small black traces, some straight, some U-shaped, that wandered across the rock. He concluded that they were most likely made by some sort of long, skinny critter.
It's large, probably multicellular. It's mucus-producing, and it's mobile. A slug could, of some sort could produce it, a ribbon worm could produce it, but basically any simple organism, even the simplest kind of animal can envisage, can produce it.
But what could it be more than 500 million years before complex animal life spread across the Earth during the so-called Cambrian explosion?
The most radical possibility, perhaps, is that it's actually a true animal. It's sort of closely related to the animals that now live today and could be something like a ribbon worm.
Bengtsson says that's radical because it would mean animals evolved on Earth between 1.2 and 2 billion years ago, far longer ago than any other fossil evidence suggests. The alternative is even more bizarre.
We can't exclude the possibility that it's not an animal at all, but it's an extinct group of animal-like creatures that appeared very early on in the history of life.
A life form made up of many cells, but unlike any worm or slug or any other animal alive today. No matter how you slice it, it's a controversial find.
I expect all kinds of reactions from, oh, how exciting, I must go there and have a look, to, oh, these guys are idiots, I must go there and disprove them, or even, oh, how boring, yet another case of dubitable Precambrian animal-like fossil.
Bengtsson is well aware of the many claims of animal fossils from before the Cambrian era, and he knows that not one has stood up to scrutiny. Already, other experts are casting a skeptical eye toward the report he co-authored in Science. Some paleontologists aren't convinced the squiggles in the rock are really fossils of ancient animals. Doug Irwin, the chairman of paleobiology at the Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History, has another opinion.
The fossils on this report look awfully good. If they were in rocks that we knew were 600 million years old or 550 million years old, paleontologists would just glance at them and collect them and say, those are nice fossils. The critical issue is really the dating of the rocks.
Irwin says he is yet to be convinced the rocks are really as old as the Australian scientists assert. Now, the stakes here are high. If the rocks really are that old, and if the fossils are really ancient remnants, that raises some interesting questions. In particular, Irwin wonders how animals could have evolved so long ago, yet not show up at all in rocks 900 million years old, 800, 700, or even 600 million years old.
It's hard to imagine how that could be the case, given how much scouring paleontologists have done of the rocks in that interval. We've been looking for older animals for much of the last two decades, very intensively.
The other explanation, that multicellular creatures evolved more than a billion years ago and then died out, might explain why there are no animal fossils between then and 570 million years ago. Irwin says that would certainly change the way scientists view the evolution of animals.
It could tell us that it's easier to make animals than we think if animals actually evolved at least twice, or animal-like organisms evolved twice.
In any event, it may be premature to draw sweeping conclusions from this find. There's a saying in science that extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. And even Stefan Bengtsson in Stockholm admits he doesn't have enough evidence to prove that these are the remnants of ancient animals. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.